Blog Talk Radio.
Hey Todd, can I get a leg behind my head, please?
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for stepping in to the Lisa Experience. Want to welcome everyone on the phone lines tonight. We're going to have a really good show. I'm so happy that it's Thursday. This has been a long week, and we're almost ready to hit the weekend. And, you know, Thursday is the one that sets it off. Tonight, we're going to have a nice show. I've been thinking about it for a while now, and I came up with a good topic, which I've done it before, but living your best life. And that means a lot of things, living your best life. People don't realize that sometimes people don't know they're living their best life. They're just living. But every day you're living your best life, but sometimes you really are living your best life in the situation or the predicament or just the situation that you're in, and you're living your best life. So, you know, I always have a little story for everyone when I first start off, before I bring in anybody else on the show. So I'm going to tell you the first Lisa experience, and then we're gonna move on to having a nice show. Stay tuned. Stay listening. You know, sometimes you hear something good. Sometimes you might hear something bad. Sometimes you might hear something to take it with you. But I'm hoping all together you just enjoy yourself while you're on listening, because it's really, I'm taking your precious time to listen to me. And I want to thank everybody. So here we go. Living your best life. So about maybe 7 months ago, I'm a diabetic, and I took a finger stick, and my sugar was 300. That's the highest it ever been since I've been a diabetic. And I said to myself, you got to get yourself together or you're not going to be here. So I went on a diet and I tried to work on it and came down a little bit and wasn't moving fast enough. Still was in high numbers. And I was eating right and I was doing right. And still, it wasn't getting to where it needed to be. So my daughter said, Mom, it's a new thing out. You should try it. It might help you. And I said, well, I've been on most of the pills, and I just can't see that it's working for me or whatever I'm doing. So I went to a new doctor, and she put me on something. And within 2 weeks, my sugar went down from 300 to 167. Now, that was drastic. So now I've been on it since, took a finger stick today, and my diabetes was 114. But also what I get to make my diabetes go down and keep it under control, it makes you lose weight. But for me, it doesn't matter about losing weight because I just wanted my diabetes numbers to go down because it was affecting my eyes. I was tired all the time and just wasn't feeling myself. So in 2 months into taking the meds, and I went back to the doctor, and my number was down from, it was a 10.6, and it went down to a 7.9. Haven't been a 7 for a long time. But I didn't get a chance to notice anything else because I just was worried about getting the numbers down. Let me tell you, when your numbers are high, you can't think about nothing besides that because things start happening to you when your numbers get high. So then I start noticing that I start losing a little weight as my numbers was coming down, and I start feeling a little bit more energetic. My brain felt more better. I wasn't like in a fog. I could think more clearer, you know, get things done instead of coming home every day and falling out, going to sleep, just being tired. And the clothes start feeling a little bit better that I already had. I noticed that it was fitting a little better. And I started thinking about things I wanted to do. And before, I wasn't thinking about anything, just doing. But I started saying, you know what, I work all the time. I got a lot of hours. Take off. Won't you enjoy a little bit? So I started taking off, enjoying life a little bit. It was still summer. And that's why I say living your best life. And living your best life means that sometimes you got to get you to be where you need to be to live your best life. Now, some people, they make the right amount of money, and that's living their best life. Some people live or is in a certain place and they live in their best life. Some people are with a person and they live in their best life. But for me, getting myself together, I can actually say now, I'm living my best life. So every day is a new day for me. Every day I wake up and I go to work, my mind is right. I don't let nobody take my joy away. I work on myself. I give myself goals. Every day I come home, before I even lay in the bed, I make sure I do something before I even come in my bedroom. Because life is about keeping order. You can't live your best life if your life is not in order. And that means everything. That means your bills. That means your mental, your physical, spiritual. All that comes together as a balance. And so I have to thank my daughter for telling me about getting my stuff together. And then I have to really thank me, because I'm the one that really did the hard work to get myself together to where I'm at now, living your best life. It's hard. It's hard to live your best. People don't realize that if people every day get up and have a challenge in their life that they have to do, every day some people have to worry about getting things done just to get to where they're at. See, people don't know about people suffering or sacrifice they have to do. Like my brother, every day he goes to the gym. Every day, no matter what. He gets up and he goes to the gym, then he goes to work. Now, nobody would never know that unless they see him coming out the gym. But every day he works on being a better person to his body. Then my daughter, she gets up every day in the dark, in the all types of weather, and she walks her dog every day in the morning. She walks 2 miles every day. She enjoys it. The dog enjoys it. But nobody, like I said, nobody will never know. So that means that she's making herself healthy and also making the dog live longer. I don't know if she wants that or not, but that's how it works. Also, my son, very sick. You know, I really don't talk about a lot of stuff about my kids. But he has to do a diet that he's not really into. But every day he has to be conscious of what he eats to make yourself healthy. And that's why everybody has to be a role model in life. Everybody has to take time to see what other people are doing and make your best for yourself, too. I feel like my brother could get up and go to the gym. I could get up, do a finger stick, and make sure I eat the right things through the day. I'm not to the point to the gym yet. I ordered some stuff. Maybe I might work on it. But, you know, we're gonna work on it. We're going to think about it. Living your best life. Tonight, I got two guests coming on that's going to tell you their story about living their best life. I told you what mine is, and then I'm going to give them opportunity to tell you their story. Everybody have a different story, and maybe as you listen to different people tell their story, something in that story might make you think about, hey, that sounds a little bit like me. You know, maybe I'm going in the right direction, or maybe I need to get in the right direction, or maybe I should think about it. So you have to think about it, then you have to put action to it for it to work. And you have to be hoping that whatever you're doing is going to get you to where you need to be. We're going to take a little break. We're going to come back. And we're going to truly enjoy ourselves. So hold tight, lay back, listen to the music, and I'll be waiting for you. The Lisa Experience.
What you're supposed to call when you're in the heart, there's no one.
Welcome back, everyone. Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things in life they're showing you? That was always a beautiful song to me. Diana Ross, and you know, of course, my favorite guy, Billy D. Williams. And it lets you know that, you know, as we're walking through this journey in life and we see things as we're walking through it, are we happy what we see? Are we enjoying what we see and do? Mahogany. I'm going to introduce my first guest, Miss Jay. Are you on?
Is this for me?
Yes. How you
yes,
doing?
I'm here. I'm okay.
Yes. I didn't know if you want me to say your first name or just an abbreviation.
You can.
Yes, okay. This is Ms. Jocelyn. Welcome.
Hello, hello everybody that's listening.
Yes. Jocelyn is a friend of mine and my daughter's. I knew her since she was very young.
Right.
She grew up to be a wonderful, beautiful young lady. And tonight I wanted her to be on because I was searching through Facebook this week and she posted a video of herself and she had a song playing and she was showing different takes of her face and body. And it touched me so much that I said, oh my God. I gotta call her. I gotta have her be interviewed on my show. The song just touched me so much to realize that transformation, what it really does for you. People just don't realize that Not that you, like I was, we was talking earlier, not that it changed who you were, because you're always going to be that person, but sometimes the new person that you became is just awesome, beyond that you can even really think about the opportunities, just the life, and just living that life can be. When you just alter one little thing in your life. And I was talking to Jocelyn early this morning, which I want to thank you so much for just saying that you would do it, because sometimes it's a little hard, but you was right there, and I want to thank you so very much. You've always been a team player.
No problem. And, you know, that's me.
Yes. So I asked Jocelyn this morning, so it gave her a little time to think about it through the day. And I asked her, I said, name five things that you truly think that you couldn't, like, live without that's very important to you in life. So I know you had pretty well all day to think about it. Did you come up with anything?
I did, even though my day was very, very busy, but I did definitely did ponder on it. And I'm going to first say my parents. I actually still have both my mother and my father. And knowing that they're still here is definitely important to me. I don't know how I would move forward if they weren't. So I thank God that they're still here. They're in their 70s. They're getting old. And I'm just thankful to God that they're here. Second thing is my children. I have two daughters, 10 years apart, one 26, the other one 16. And even though we all know as parents, our kids can sometimes get on our nerves, but my two daughters are my friends. I love them dearly, and I wouldn't be able to go forward without them as well. And my husband is third. I'm happy that I met him. We have had our trials and tribulations, but we are making it through. He brings me joy. I laugh every day. I'm happy. Fourth thing, a job, money. I'm able to go to work every day. I do hear stories. I do feel sorry for some people that are either let go from jobs, that have been there for 20 years and then, you know, maybe a health issue happens and the job lets them go. And now they're trying to figure out how they're going to pay their bill, how they're going to survive. So I thank God that I have a job that I can go to be able to have money, to be able to pay the bills that I have to pay in order to survive. Fifth is I'm going to say friendships. And I got a bonus. Health. I'm happy to say that I'm healthy. I'm healthy. I'm no longer on any medications. I'm 48. I'll be 49, my birthday, and I'm still here. And I have, you know, people that are my age that are no longer here. So I'm thankful for that as well.
Thank you for that. I'm glad I gave you a little heads up to think about it. That was beautiful. Now, the reason why I got Jocelyn to come on my show is because Jocelyn's going to tell you her story, but I think that it's a beautiful story because when you live walking this life, it's not easy. And like she said, a lot of trials and tribulations, not by just being married, just being alive. But as she was saying, she's not on medication anymore. But people just don't realize daily life sometimes just drags you down. But then some things you can just have in your life that just, it just kills everything that you're fighting every day just to get that together. So I'm here to let Jocelyn just tell her story on why she feels right now that she's living her best life.
Well, you know, I suffered from depression. for a long time. This is not my first marriage. This is actually my second. I was married to my children's father for 13 years, and he's no longer with us. But I will say I was married to him during my young time of life. We were together from the age of 19 all the way to my 30s. And that relationship was a lesson. It taught me a lot. It taught me what to accept, what not to accept, what I want from life now in my adulthood. I'm just going to say it was a lesson in my first marriage. And then I would say I didn't really do a lot. I was a mother. I was a housewife. I didn't really have a career. You know, I always worked little temp jobs, had really good temp jobs, but I was the parent that had to be on call. So I never could keep like a real steady job. So that's why I worked temp jobs, so I could be there when my daughter had half days, when she didn't have school, things like that. So it was different. Now, in my second marriage, things are a lot different. I will say my first husband was a very jealous man. So I didn't get to live how you might see me living now. You know, I don't want to really ponder on the different things that I went through in that marriage because he's no longer here. But I will say now I'm able to kind of live life. I have a partner that understands me, allows me to be me, is never jealous. I can put on the sexiest outfit and he's going to say, you look good, not, oh, you going out there to look good for somebody else. No, I look good for him. He knows that I'm coming home. I travel. I go on vacations. I go on vacation with him, with my daughters, without him, with my friends, and we're fine. So it's working for me. This is the longest I've been at a job. I have a career. I work for the county. I've been here for a long time. So being able to have a job, being able to live my life how I feel, it makes me happy, you know. And then also, you know, I recently did, I made some health changes. You know, my husband is a little older than me. Like I said, I'm 48. Well, he's 53. And my husband is very, very active. It came to a point where I noticed he was moving around faster than me. And I'm here I am, and I'm younger than him. And I just felt like a old lady. I was on high blood pressure medicine, diabetic medicine, high cholesterol, you name it, I had it. But at the end of the day, nobody on the outside would know that because I never carried myself like that. I've always been a person that loved fashion, and I dressed my body however I felt to make me feel good. And so I decided to make a health choice to get myself better, and that's what I did. And so now, you know, I'm still the same Jocelyn, but I'm healthier. I'm not tired. You know, I move around. Once again, like I said, I love to travel. I get to do things. I get to do things with my husband. He's not antisocial. He comes with me places. And so with that, and then not only that, but we, you know, I have money. I have money in the bank, like, and that didn't happen before. You know, now our next step is we're looking to buy a house. So we have goals. We're building together. It's not a him doing what he doing and I'm doing what I'm doing. We're together. We're a family. He takes my daughters like as if they're his, you know. He respects the fact that he know that their father, they even had a good relationship while he was here. Their father could come here. We would have cookouts together. We would do things together. So it was a very open and easy type of a relationship. And so I love him for that. And so when you have those things, you're happier. You're not depressed. You're not trying to figure out where you're going to get your next whatever. I know if I don't have it, he got it for me. And that's just what it is. For me, if you know, that brings me happiness.
Yeah, I can understand. And that truly is a good testimony for someone to know that it could come a time in your life when you notice that you need to do something and you correct it for it to be able to be on the right road to, like you said, living your best life. Because it's nothing like people walking way ahead of you and you trying to, you lagging behind, and you got to finally realize and say, I got to get it together. I mean, like, they way up there and I'm way back here, and what this picture look like? So you do, you have to really, you have to check yourself. But I want to hold you back for a minute. I want to bring on the other guests, and then we're going to all combine. But I want to thank you. But hold on, and let me get on, because, you know, hours do go fast. And
okay.
And we're going to talk together. But thank you so very much. Let's give her a hand clap, Ran.
Hi.
Thank you, bro. So our next guest is Miss Candace. Are you on?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing? I want
good.
To thank
How Candace. Are you?
Good. I want to thank Candace for coming on tonight. I called her on short notice, and she accepted. And I want to thank you for that, because sometimes it's just hard for people to really support people. But I want to thank both of y'all for supporting me. I also knew Candace since she was a little, well, I remember her in the playpen. So that's how far back I remember Candace. But, and now she has kids. It's not teenagers yet, but they're getting there.
Yes, sir.
Preteen, right, Candace?
No, I have a teenager. My son is in high school. He'll be 14 next month.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's there now. Yeah. But, Candace, I wanted to bring you on for you to tell your story. Candace is a young lady that cares about her children, her marriage, also about her job. If you ever talk to her, she's out front. She'll let you know she's real. She's another one that I know, like I said, about my brother. If you see on Facebook, she's always at the gym, and she's working hard towards her goal. And I see her many times, and I'll be like, not there yet, but she looks good. But it's people, like I said, that are doing big sacrifices, not just for themselves, for others. And I had to give them kudos, because it is hard to try to stay where you need to be at in this life. Candace has always been a beautiful person. And to me, she always looked beautiful no matter what she looked like. But Candace decided to do a transformation with herself. And I'm not saying that she's living her best life, because she might have been living her best life before. But I want to say that age you are now, because you're getting ready to hit that big 402, right?
Yeah, next year.
Next year, yeah, because her and my son is the same age. And so would you say get ready to go into a new chapter in life, that your accomplishments, you feel that you're going in to make a better life? Because I always say whatever you do in the last 10 years, make it better when you're moving forward into the next 10 years. So you want to tell your story to people, or you just want to speak and say how you're living your best life?
Well,
Candace.
You know, it's so many different perspectives that you can take with this topic, living your best life. Because, like you said, everybody is at a different stage in their life, and everybody is starting to recognize that some type of change needs to happen. Now, with myself, I don't mind being transparent, you know, and I thank you for even thinking of me to be on your show. Like Jocelyn, I have I've been married for 12 years now. My husband and I, we've been together since I was 19. We've been together for 19 years. And the experience of it all is amazing. We have two beautiful children. My son, like I said, is about to be 14 in 2 weeks, actually. And my daughter is 10. You know, there's a couple of stages in my life that, you know, changed my mindset, so to speak. And I'm going to make them brief. My first testimony is when my husband and I initially got together, I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's disease, and it's no one, you know, is familiar with that term. It's basically cancer of the lymph nodes. And I was told by all four of the doctors that I was working with through that process that I wouldn't be able to have children because of what the chemo and radiation can and will do to your body. Now, me being a young woman at the age of 18, 19, hearing something like that, it broke me in a different way, because starting a relationship with someone that I really like, and, you know, we hadn't even talked about children, but at that moment, the option had almost been taken. And, you know, it was scary. I thought he was going to leave me. I thought he wasn't going to love me. I didn't think our relationship was going to flourish or go too much further. But to God be the glory, I promise you, if you give him a moment of your belief, he'll show up and show out, because he did. I have two amazing children. Nothing is wrong with them. They're both healthy. They're both performing well in school, you know, and I'm thankful. Like, I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful that I got into the mindset of having faith. I'm thankful that I got into the mindset of believing the word of God. And, you know, it's amazing to see the miracles actually come to fruition. And I'm thankful for that. So that mindset change was non-believer to believer. And even to this day, I love God. I believe in his word, and I understand that man will let you down 100%, but he can do all things but fail. My second testimony and transformation is my weight. I was almost 300 pounds. And when you're heavy, when you're that heavy, and you're not carrying it in a healthy way, it takes a toll on you. I wasn't on any medication, but the weight was just too much. And my children were very small. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't be active with them. I was always tired, you know, and I couldn't do anything. So my last straw, I was walking up a hill to work, and I almost passed out. And I had to get myself together. I was like 15 minutes late to work, and I was only about 30 steps from the door, literally. So I decided to have the gastric sleeve done. And it wasn't a quick decision. It wasn't something that I said, okay, Monday, I think I'm going to do this. Tuesday, I'm going to do this. No. it was a year of thinking, praying, and researching, you know, and I did it. And I continue to, I started to work out, and now I absolutely love working out. You know, when I don't, especially when it's unexpected, I'm upset. Like, I don't, like, my day is just all the way off. But I love being active with my kids. My husband, too, he's very active. So we, you know, do things together. We work out together. We spend time with the kids, and, you know, we're active with the kids. But I want to be there for my children. You know, I want to live to see them grow into adults and maybe even them having their own families one day. But I'm thankful to God that I'm here, and I pray that I live to see the next three and a half hours. I'll be 39 tomorrow. And I'm so thankful and grateful. You know, you didn't ask me, and that's okay, but I just wanted to express some things that I'm grateful for, if you don't mind, Lisa.
No.
I'm thankful that both of my parents are alive. Right now, my dad and I, we a little rocky, but he's still alive. I'm thankful. My mom is here. I'm thankful that I have God in my life. I'm thankful for my husband. I'm thankful for my children. You know, I'm thankful for my job too. You know, I'm thankful just to be able to wake up and be thankful, because there's so many people that I've graduated high school with that they're no longer here. And some of them, if they are, they might be strung out or whatever the case may be, but it's a sad thing to see, but I'm thankful that it's not me. It could be, but it's not. But I just hope and pray that people start to understand change is good. You know, it took me a long time to come to that concept. You know, change can be very good. It may be a little hard to adapt to sometimes, but change is good. Transition is good. Transformations are good for the better. You know, taking care of yourself and understanding what's best for you and following that, you know, sticking to whatever goals you may set. However you accomplish those goals, all that matters is that you accomplish them. And you don't have to put a timetable on things, because when you do that, sometimes you'll slip off the wagon faster than just saying, hey, I want to lose 50 pounds. I don't care how long it takes me. I want to lose 50 pounds. And just going with the flow instead of, you know what, I need to lose 50 pounds in 2 weeks. That's not, it don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but again, Lisa, I thank you so much for inviting me on this show. I thank you for thinking of me.
No, you all, look, all women are a contribution to this world. And I think that, like, even as you was telling the story that you was walking up the hill and it took you 15 minutes to get to work, there's no woman on this earth could not have put themselves in your shoes and thought about how you were struggling to get up to that hill just to get to work.
Mm-hmm.
We all been there. We all been there. Let me say this real quick, and then I got somebody else I want to bring in. I had COVID over the summer, and one night I woke up, I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. And I didn't call nobody. And I got up, and I got in my car, and I went to Westwood, to the hospital over there. And I told them, please help me. And, like, it took all my strength to get out the car, walk into the emergency room, and then go in there and get help, because that's how bad I felt. And all they kept saying to me is, well, you got COVID. And when you got COVID, you're going to have these symptoms and this and that and that. And I looked at them and I said to myself, my God, where is the compassion in the world?
Right.
Where is the feeling for another human being? You know what I mean? Like, here I am. I'm walking here for help. And you're just going to sit up and tell me what condition I got and not how to help me? Is that what the type of world that we live in now? Like, I love both of y'all for your you know, your the things that you talked about tonight. But, Candace, it is sometimes we do, as we talk, we forget about God. But he's there, even though we don't say it out loud like you did. But he is prominent in our life. Because let me tell you, when my husband died 7 years ago, and I tell everybody, God is the only person that brought me through what I was in. Nobody else. I mean, people was talking in my ear. People were saying stuff. People was whatever. But let me tell you, like you said, when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, he is the only one that's going to not take you no farther than you could be taken. And that's why I say, like, I went to the hospital 3 times when I had COVID, 1 o'clock in the morning to the same hospital, looking for help. And then finally, he just said to me, you got to go home and you got to rest. And you just got to, you got to weigh it out. And that's what I did. I just went home and I weighed it out. But as I weighed it out, I thought, like you said, I thought every day and I said, if God bring me out of this, I swear, I'm going to get myself together. Not another day is going to go by with me not thinking about my health. Yes.
Can you hear me? I'm on? Okay.
Yeah, you are.
You know, I definitely want to, okay, because I'm here to let you know, like, my story is so deep, but I'm here to let you know for a fact that I know that God has helped me through a lot of things. And I have the proof of how it happened.
Baby.
This show right here ain't even long enough for me to go into detail and let people know. What they see of me outside, they see this happy girl who smiles. A lot of people know who I am, and I always get the same reaction. Yeah, there's a couple of little ones out there that don't really get down with me, but guess what? They don't even know why they don't get down with me. But at the end of the day, I know that God has brought me through some real trials where people could, like, abuse, verbal, physical, you name it. It was there, and God guided me through. Where I'm at right now, God. The job I got right now, God. I prayed about these things. And when I tell you I prayed, and the key is to believe. If you don't believe, it's not going to happen. Whatever goal you set for yourself, like she said, you say your goal, but you got to work. You got to put the work in it. You can't just pray and let it go. No, you got to pray
without work
and
bed.
Add work to it. But this could get real deep. Yes, I thank God. That's why the first thing I said was, I thank God my parents are still here. That's a true deep statement. We might not talk every day, but I know I need to hear from them. But it's 8:49, and I don't want to take up all your time, but I too thank you for thinking of me. Thinking of me and letting that video that I posted at 4 in the morning, I just couldn't sleep one morning, and I got up. And that song played on somebody's video. And the pictures that I put is what I felt in that song. So that's why it looks the way it looks. Yeah, it shows me smiling because I'm happy. It shows me enjoying life because that's what I love to do. But I mean,
like I said, sometimes, like I know Jocelyn too, like, I know she's very spiritual, but like I said, I know sometimes we don't bring it up, but I know she's very spiritual, but life is, like she said, sometimes your testimony is so long that we try to shorten it. But Jocelyn, let me tell you, it don't matter what time I have on as a show. If you got to get it out and it's going to save somebody's soul or it's going to save somebody,
that's right.
Because sometimes you don't have time. You don't have time to, a person might be needing whatever you got right then and there. You know what I mean? Right then and there, people might need it. Because let me tell you, sometimes, I'm going to tell you a story too, a real quick one. I hired this girl to work, lady to work with me. She's older. And I don't know, she just kept following me around the job. And I was like, what is that? What's up with that? So anyway, I was telling her the story about my mother, how she had open heart without blood or whatever. She was like, I said, my mother was your witness. So then she didn't say anything. We went on. Then the next day she came up. She said, you know what? I knew you was different. And I said, what you mean? She said, the way you told me that don't worry about it, relax, and you're going to show me what to do later. Just chill and take it easy. Mm-hmm. She said, nobody ever in my life ever told me to take it easy at work. They always made me work by myself or to learn stuff by myself. But you actually have took time to show me. And then she let me know that she was a Jehovah's Witness. So see, sometimes even if you don't speak it out of your mouth, it's the way you come across to a person. So that's what I'm saying, like, speak it if you have to. But I always say, I don't have to say where I am. I let people know by my actions. Because I always, like, you know, like I grew up with a witness too. And Jesus said, you will know me by my actions. It ain't like he went around and said, oh, I'm Jesus. I'm the son of God. I'm the son of God. No. He walked around and he helped people. And he let them know that he feels for you. And he's there for you. See, that's what we forget about. We are here on this earth for other people to serve them. And I don't mean serving like giving them money or whatever, but serving them means being there to lift people up. It is like a Candace Avopi said, to God, the ones that's buried, that's your age. If somebody maybe gave them a good talk, they would be walking this earth right now, but nobody had time to speak to them. That's why I said, I don't pronounce what I am. But if someone, you know, looks down or whatever, I'll be like, yo, I know you don't want to hear this, but God wants it to be better for you. Or what could I do to help you the better? Or what kind of words do you want me to tell? Or should I tell you experience I had? This is why I like my show. It's not all about, you know, I'm preaching to people, but it's called the Lisa Experience because I want people to know what I experienced in life. And it's something that I can tell you that you could take with you and make it better for you, then I did my job.
Right.
I mean, just like tonight, both of you. If you, one thing that you said that somebody could take with them the next day, like I said, I didn't really tell Jocelyn, but when I seen that video, and it's hard for me, I literally cried, couldn't wait to call her the next day and tell her how much that video had just, like, tore me up. That's how powerful it was. And it wasn't really a big thing. It's just knowing that somebody is at their best. And you know, like I said, where they came from, and they at their best. And it made me feel like maybe I could be where she's at. You understand? That's what people got to realize. Can I be like this person? You know, people are like, well, I want to grow up and be like you. Okay, but we laugh at that, but really, truly, some people don't know the way out in this world. And that's why the ones that do know, like Candace said, if you know God, then you know the way out. And the way out is to have him to be a part of your life. So I want to bring my daughter on real quick. You on, Nicole?
I'm here. Uncle had me muted. He must, you know how he do. He be acting funny. Hello, ladies. How are you? Everybody in the podcast. How you doing?
You have a little testimony real quick, or you got something you want to say?
I thought it was going to kind of go to the time because I'm looking at the time. So I did have a few things to say.
Thank you.
No, I did have a few things to say, but like I said, I've seen that they did it. Like, I enjoyed listening to both Jocelyn and Candace. Like, I appreciate the two of you coming out today and speaking on the forum for my mom on her topic of living your best life. And, you know, sometimes, like Candace said, transformation is good. Change is good. If you're doing it, you know, you're doing it to be healthier. You're doing it, you know, a lot of times people take for granted that is why people do what they do. People just assume, oh, it's an easy way out. Oh, these people, mm-hmm. people are getting this done because they just, oh, they didn't try the diet. Oh, they didn't try to work out. Oh, they didn't try. Like, you hear all these negative things about mm-hmm. people that mm-hmm. have done things, surgery, yep. whatever kind of surgery it is they have
that
done.
You can't even you can't even listen to the yap on the side. When you do something for yourself, you do it for you. You don't really give a fuck
That's
what
right.
nobody has to say about whatever it is you did. You either want to know
right.
how so I can help you, or you could just mind your business and talk
right.
about
and
it. It ain't gonna bother me.
Right. So why the reason I say that is because, you know, a lot of times people don't care about the fact that the person is genuinely happy. It don't matter how they got there. You know what I mean? It don't matter what route they went. Some people go the fast route. Some people go a slow route. It's the purpose of you being happy at the end. So when Candace was talking, it was so funny because, you know, I know my mom and Josh know, but I'm such a little geek on the sideline that as she was talking, I began to Google this song that I remember hearing a few times. And it's the song that says, I sing because I'm happy.
Yes.
Free. His eyes is on mm-hmm. the sparrow. And I know that he watches over me. And the verses of that song just played in my ear because, like, it feels good to hear people that are truly happy in the life that they're living now, because so many people leave this world and they never get to experience happiness.
Mm-hmm.
My mom said the four things that you are happy for. I am happy that I can truly say that I felt love. There are some people in this world that have never experienced feeling love, loving themselves or having
mm-hmm.
somebody to love them. So I like you said, I thank my mom and those, not just my mom, but everybody that helped me get to this place of where I am now. Because feeling happy about yourself and feeling and loving yourself,
it's hard.
Hard. I was trying to come up with another word, but absolutely.
It is a hard thing to swallow. It is hard to sit and look at yourself in the mirror for 5 minutes and try to talk
mm-hmm.
yourself every day into saying, I love this person that I'm looking at. I love this person with all my flaws, all my marks, all my moles, all my whatever, my you're starting to age, your edges coming out. I love myself. So many girls and women today that are not there. So I am thankful that I can say that I love myself. And I appreciate
mm-hmm.
that my instilled that in me to love myself. And I instilled that
mm-hmm.
in my child to love myself.
What?
Because if you don't
mm-hmm.
love yourself, Jimmy, ain't nobody. And I always tell
ain't
nobody
that's
else.
Right.
Nobody
ain't nobody going to
love
you.
Like I love
nobody
you.
Nope.
Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody going to love
yep.
you like I love me.
Yep.
So,
and the sad part is black women have had the highest rate of low self-esteem and suffering from depression and things like that. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, like I said, I won't, you know, I cut my little storyline down, but that was all I really wanted to say today. Tonight, my, like, taking from listening to both Jocelyn and Candace, like, what's important to you? You know, like, people got to
right.
sit back and say, what's important? Is your happiness truly important? Like, what would you do, or what would you have to take out of your, take from life or leave so that you can learn to be happy with yourself? I don't know if I'm saying it the way that it needs to be said, but sometimes you have to sit back and reflect on, listen.
There you go. You're on the right track. Yep.
Yeah. Reflect. I got to do what makes me happy. Like y'all said, like, it don't matter what anybody say about you. At the end of the day, you are the person that got to walk in those shoes.
That's right. You have to reevaluate your current situation. You have to look at it in its entirety, and you have to reflect on, well, wait a minute, this is not what I want for myself. Mm-hmm. This is not the right space for me right now. So what is it that I can do to make it better? To make it what I want it to be, not what everybody says or thinks it should be. Because like Jocelyn said, we can't worry about what somebody else says. And see, that was one of my biggest problems. I was always stuck on, you know, what, and I'm still like that a little bit, but I'm getting better, you know, as time goes. But it's like, well, dang, if I do this, she's going to say this. If I do that, she's going to be over there talking. Like, it's a lot, and that's why Black women, we suffer from so much more, because we literally carry the weight of the world in our entire body, not just our shoulders, in our entire body. And it's sad, because even when I made the decision to have the weight loss surgery, I didn't tell any of my friends. I didn't tell any of them, because they were mean girls to other people, and I didn't like that. And I said to myself, well, if you feel that way about somebody else, how are you going to feel about me and my decision to do it? You know, so I didn't even bother to tell anybody. But as time went on, after it was done, it was like, oh, that's what you did. Yeah, I did it for me. I did it because I needed to. I did it because I needed a change, and my kids need me. Yes, I did it. And you know what? I wouldn't change anything about it. This past May made 7 years since I had my surgery, and I have been able to, I did gain 40 pounds, but I've lost it, and I'm back to where I need to be, and I'm happy about that, and I'm sustaining that. You know, it's not an easy world to live in as a woman, as a Black woman. So we got to make it work for us. We got to make it work for us. We got to figure out how to support each other. And it doesn't always take money to be supportive. Support can be free. But people don't have that mindset. People always say, oh, how much is this and how much is that? It may not cost you anything just to say a few words or, you know, take a picture or whatever the case may be. We got to get out of that, well, dang, it ain't going to cost nothing but a couple of minutes of your time. You spend more time doing BS than anything, so why can't you take a few minutes to support this woman and what she's doing? You know what I mean? It's a hard world we live in.
And the sad thing is that what you just said is that you couldn't even express or come to your friends who would expect to be there by your side, even if they didn't agree with the decision you was making, but to not be able to tell them because you are concerned about, you know, because they will. They will tear you down. And unfortunately, people don't realize that we take what our friends say so personal. Like,
yes.
It's not bad about the people in the street. We could get over that. They can say whatever about us. But when it comes from somebody that we care about, it bothers us. You know what I mean?
That's like, the worst.
And like you said, and sometimes we don't even make decisions based off of ourselves. because we base them off of the people that we are around.
Yeah.
Like, which is crazy, but it's real. And like, I'm gonna just say another little story. With around the time when Jocelyn was going to go for her consultation, you know, me and her was going around the same time, and I got denied. And I mean, everybody kept saying, "Oh, you ain't really need the surgery. You could lose weight. Oh, you ain't got much to lose. You just a little chunky." But I was so tore up. Like, I was tore up for a month. Yeah, I know I'm not, maybe not as big as people would consider it, but I looked forward to being able to lose weight. Like, in my head, I can envision. I already was, like, starting to buy clothes because I just knew a couple of months I was going to be skinny. Remember, I was going to the stores buying smaller sizes jackets because I just knew. And my mother kept saying, you might want to wait. You might want to wait. Mm-hmm. You don't know how, you know. But, like, I had already planned it. Like, it was already in the plans. But, you know, I guess God made other plans. And so that is how I found out about the shot to be, you know, I found out about the shot. And like my mother said, a coworker told me about it. I went now, and it wasn't really working for me in the beginning because I know with me, everything is a mental thing. So like people take diet pills, blah, blah, blah. But like I have to be mentally ready to do something. It don't matter what I take. So I told my mom, like, you need to try this shot. It's working. It's all over TikTok. They got all these pages. There's girls that are really losing weight from it. And even though my mother, she never really talk about losing weight. You know, she always talk about being healthy, which is. But yeah. I just know if my mom lost weight, I knew she was gonna be that it girl. Because I'm that it girl. You know what I mean? Like, I already know how she going to be. Like, you know? So when on it and then the program ended and she finally decided to do it, I was so happy for her, which is another thing. Black women are never happy for each other. We don't never.
Uh-uh.
And if we are happy, it comes with a side eye. Why? Like, why we can't truly be happy for one another and people can't think it's coming from a place or somewhere else? Like, you say something nice, but in the background, you know, oh, it's, but yeah, but such and such and such. I mean, I even do it. I know we all do it. But what I'm saying is we should be able to compliment and like you said, look out for our other sisters, because we already know how hard it is to be women, first of all, black, second of all, and then to be a little bit on the plump side is third of all, because you watch people that are smaller size, and men do tend to flock to them. You know, you still got those men that like to thick them, but you could be with somebody smaller, and you could see how they attract the men, and you be saying there like, that girl don't even want you, or she ain't even your type, but you just looking at her because she got a nice little rump of the rump, you know? So we tend to do the little side eye, but like I said, I'm happy if other people happy. I'm content if other people content, and that's in a relationship, that's in your weight, that's in your job. Whenever you ready to move, then that's on you. I'm with you on it.
Yeah, because before I took the shot, I was 260 pounds, and I'm down to 230, and that's only since April. So I'm here to tell you that, like I said, it was really for my diabetes, but, you know, the weight, you know, it came off. Not, like Nicole said, it was gradually, but I haven't been the size I am since, like, my 20s, I've been carrying weight for the longest. So, like, even though she said, oh, my, you're going to lose weight, like I said, it wasn't in my mind. But for my age now, to walk around and just have lost, like, a little toddler, it's fabulous to me. You know what I mean? Because people just don't realize that it really, 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 like, I was talking to Jocelyn early, and I said to her, I said, that is in now. You know, everybody's big. And I was telling, I get a little angry sometimes because when I was heavy, was still heavy, I got discriminated against because people did want all skinny people. But now big is in, but I'm like, they getting all the limelight, but I'm saying to myself, yes, now you are, but think about it. Down the line, the things that's going to happen to your body carrying all that weight on
yep.
your knees, mm-hmm. on your back. People don't realize that it look good and it shakes good and stuff, but let me tell you, it ain't nothing like
it hurts.
It ain't nothing like your knees going bad. You know what I mean? Your back is hurting because you got to carry that weight when you get old. Like when you young, it's like a ladder.
Mm-hmm.
It holds it up. But as you get older and your chest and your heart and your kidneys and, like you say, your cholesterol, you know, you be like, wow, if I would just rethought that. Okay, if you heavy, you heavy. If you big, you big. But let it be something that you enjoying to be. Don't do it because it's the norm. You know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
I'm here to tell you, I get up, I hear my knees crack. I get up,
me too.
And I gotta get jump started because, you know, I gotta get my body together. And I'm saying that, you know, now you gotta go to doctors for your heart. You gotta go to the doctor for this. You know what I mean? Like, before I just went to, you know, your PCP, they took care
mm-hmm.
of you and you was good. But you get older, you got all these doctors that's lined up that you got to go to because you're not healthy. And like Jocelyn said, just not taking the meds no more, that's half the story. You can
yep.
work on other stuff that you don't have to work on. Like, I have clients I take care of that take maybe 15 pills twice a day.
Oh.
And they still don't feel good.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So, if you could, it's worth it. It's worth it because I always say that you go so fast. You know, you're young, your body's tight, you're looking all, like I say, you're living your best life. But people don't realize if you don't keep that same mindset, you let your body go. And then you get comfortable with it. And then you get to the point that you don't even think about it no more because you don't want to deal with it. And that's why I always love Michael Jackson's song. He said, the man in the mirror. You got to look in the mirror and see, is that who you really want to be?
Yep.
But I want to thank everyone.
Absolutely.
I can't go on long, but, you know, me and Nicole, we have a red table once a month. You're always welcome to come to the red table. Maybe we could bring some other stuff to the forum that we need to talk about. Like Candace did say something good about black women. They have a lot of, you know, bad things that happen to us just being black. Maybe we should have a forum because it's not enough for us out there that's really even trying to reach people to help us because it is a lot of young people out there. I mean, not like you and Jocelyn and Nicole that you into your kids, but it's some kids out there that don't have nobody.
Right.
You know what I mean? They don't have a role model. They don't have nobody talking to them. They just living a life. And we got to
mm-hmm.
think, we got to think like that. You know what I mean? We are the future. Even though we lived it already, we got to help the ones that's coming after us. How can we be a strong people if we don't even take care of the people that's coming after us? You know, we all,
yep.
like we all, I both say, and Nicole too, my mom, if my mom and dad wasn't alive, well, I don't have a mother and a father anymore. But let me tell you, if you do, be thankful. And I always say be thankful because I don't have nobody that I can run to and when I'm down or I'm out or I need some words of wisdom. I don't have that. All I have is memories, what they used to tell me. So if you could be a mother to somebody, because like people always say, well, we not blood sisters or we not blood whatever. Okay, so if you're not, why aren't we loving everybody? Why we don't love everybody? Why it's got to be a chosen few or if it's fit in our pocket or if it's, you know, going our way. Like, it don't matter. You can't love everybody, but you can show love. We got to really start thinking about, that we are a, we the only people that don't show love to each other. And don't get me wrong, other ones don't, but you can't tell because they help each other. We don't even help each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? All we, like Nicole said, we all we do is sit back, oh, did you hear about so-and-so? Oh, whatever, whatever, whatever. Okay, it is okay because, you know, girls, we love to gossip. We're going to always gossip. But the thing about it is we don't have to hurt nobody while we gossiping. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Like you said, what you hear, you can keep it to yourself. So I'm going to leave that note with the listeners. I don't think we had any callers, right, Rand? Jay Sean? I don't know why he got to always answer us. Jay Sean? He's always playing us
he
out.
Took a break.
Huh?
What you say? What you want me to do?
Oh, God. Take us out.
Already? Still had a couple of minutes left.
Oh, we got how many minutes? 2 minutes, 3 minutes, what we got?
No, you got about 5 minutes.
Oh, bro, we got five whole minutes, huh?
Go ahead and close out, do your little speech. You got this show coming on that day.
So this my ending. My ending of the show is living your best life, whatever that means to you. Whatever that means to you, live your best life. Because I'm here to tell you, looking down the road, my road is short. Listen, if you don't enjoy now, it's no later. Just remember that it is no later after this. So we're gonna make mistakes along the way. But look, as we walk in down this path, let's enjoy it. Like one of you said, I can't remember, but enjoy every moment. Enjoy your kids. Enjoy your grandkids. Enjoy your mate. Enjoy your job. Enjoy your career. Enjoy just being you. Because when you look back one day when you laying in a chair, you're sitting in a chair and you can't move no more and you're dependent on other people, at least you can look back and say, you know what? I'm here for the grace of God. But it was a time, that I truly, truly was living the best of my life. So we're going to take it out.
You got, Lisa, you got time for one caller?
Okay,
just one caller wants to come in. All right.
Hello?
8555, you're locked.
Hi, Lisa. This is Ingrid. Hi, Ingrid. How you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted to say happy birthday to Candace. I've known Candace from a baby, from a little girl, all the way to transitioning to a mom, to a wife. She was my coworker. She has always been positive. She's real. She's not for the drama. Anytime we seen each other, we always greeted each other with love. I worked with her mother. Candace, you are a beautiful woman. Continue doing what you're doing. God is always by our side. And as women, yes, we do need to be there for each other more often. I'm nervous. I know you can hear it in my voice. But I just wanted to tell Candace, I'm enjoying my retirement. I'm living my best life. I have retired after 36 years. Tomorrow is my birthday as well.
Yes, it is.
It was such a pleasure to hear your voice. I haven't spoken to you since I've retired. But you know I'm always praying for you. I always love you. The children are beautiful. You are always been a positive influence in my life. when I walk through those doors and I'm feeling down and I see you in the hallway, you always lift me up. You never made me feel less than. You always made me feel more than. And I just want to say I appreciate you for that. And keep paying it forward. Keep paying it forward. What you do for somebody else will do for the next one. And as women, we do need to lift each other up. Lisa, I listen to your show every week, and I get an experience from it every time. I take something away from it. I take something away from it. I would like to talk a little bit more. I'm nervous, but Lisa, thank you. And I wish you the best with your journey. We all have a journey. We all have a story. And thank you. Candace, I love you.
I love you. You're welcome. You know, me and my daughter, we can't really sing. But, Nicole, let's do a little song. Happy birthday. Nicole.
I'm so busy over here crying.
Oh, well, get it together.
Nicole,
get it together.
Nicole, thank you. I don't really feel like I have much to say, but thank you for that. That's an encouragement.
Oh, that was beautiful because let me tell you something. I have friends, and we don't even tell each other we love each other. So for you to come up here, and you can tell that that was genuine. That wasn't a, I'm just calling to be.
Oh, my God.
No, that was a genuine giving somebody their flowers while they here. And I love it. I love it. No, we thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And on that, I'm going to try to call in a little more often and sometimes just give my little input because, yes, we do need that. And holding it in doesn't help. By talking, it helps everyone. And thank you again. I don't know what else to say, but Candace, just keep doing what you're doing, baby. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you more. And happy birthday to you too.
Thank you. Everybody have a beautiful weekend and a happy birthday. You ladies.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Lisa.
We're living our best life. Ain't going back.
Candace, don't do no workout tomorrow, Candace. Take off.
Oh, no, I'm definitely going tomorrow.
Living our best life with the Lisa experience. So, living our best life.
Don't let them bring you down, no. Don't let them bring you down. No.
It's your life.